I just want to thank you for this gift. Kim just was sharing with me there before we came up. She said, tell them that we've never felt more love than we have this past week. I think all of you probably know about Kim's diagnosis just a midnight Saturday night, and it's been a whirlwind, but we just praise the Lord for how he's working, and we praise the Lord for no matter what he chooses to do through that, we just thank him for you and for the way that you have reached out to us and blessed us and ministered to us, prayed for us, shared scripture with us, let us know that you love us and care for us, shared food with us, and you've just been a blessing in many ways, and we just want to thank you for that love and for your prayers and for this gift, which means so much to us. And I know it comes not just as a duty, but out of true love, and we really appreciate that. So thank you for that. So I'll let this lady come down. As we get ready to go into the new year, just a couple of thoughts that I'd like to share as we begin this new year. Particularly interesting that one of the main characters in the movie that we saw tonight, Thomas Hill, was blind. He couldn't see, was not able, had no vision whatsoever in the part that he played. As we think about vision, we think about going into a new year, and in a sense, in a new decade, depending on how you measure that. But 2020, and the elders would like this coming year for our theme to be 2020 vision. Now, we'll probably be one of maybe many churches, many ministries, many businesses that will kind of latch hold of that thought, but we would really like to do that. You know, I remember my first eye exam, the first one I remember, I guess I should say. I'm sure I had an eye exam before that, but I guess I was 15 years old and was going to get my learner's permit. Took driver's ed there at Western Guilford High School, and went to take the eye test, and I couldn't pass it. I didn't have 20/20 vision. You know, I learned that. I didn't even have 20/40 vision or whatever the minimum is to get that. You know, when we think about vision, we think about an ability to see, and Sunday morning Ronnie started out his message with those pictures and asked us what did we see, and he talked about what Nehemiah was seeing. And so the elders would like for us this year as we go into 2020 to just really pause and ask ourselves, what is our vision as a local assembly? You know, I think it's interesting, a 2020 vision, I looked it up, and if you have 2020 vision, that does not mean that your vision is perfect. It means that your vision actually is standard. It would be what you can see at 20 feet, what most people, the average person, could see at 20 feet. If you're 20/30, then you can see at 20 feet what the average person can see at 30 feet, and so on. So we're not talking about perfection necessarily. When we think about this vision, basically what we're asking is, what do we see that God is wanting us to be? What do we see? What is our vision that God is wanting us to see? I just want to share one verse as we get down close to our time here. And it's interesting. It'd be easy for you to remember. It's John 20:20. John 20:20, and it's after the Lord Jesus has been raised from the dead. And we read in verse 20 that he had, in verse 19, he had said, peace be with you, to the disciples. And then it says, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And listen to this last sentence in the verse. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. So what we really want to do this year is to see the Lord Jesus. We want to see him. And I think in Sunday morning, we'll spend some more time looking at this idea of vision and mission and what we believe God is wanting us to do and to be as an assembly. But I think we're going to see that really is ultimately going to be the Lord Jesus. that we see Him and that our lives and together the body of Christ, that we are like the Lord Jesus in our character, in what we do, and we want to talk about how we can really flesh that out. So it's 11:59, so again, we'll talk more about that as we work into the year. But just remember that verse, then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. That's 2020 vision, seeing the Lord Jesus. So we're going to pray as we go into 2020, and I'm just going to give you a few moments to pray yourself, and then as we enter the new year, I'll lead us in prayer. Father, what a privilege it is to live into another year. Father, we thank You that You put the sun and the moon and the stars in our sky that we might know the days and the months and the years and the seasons. Father, we thank You for the sense of a fresh start as we begin a new year. And Lord, as we as a local church go into this year of 2020, Lord, it is our heart's desire that we would see the Lord Jesus. Lord, that we would see what it is that You would have us to be individually, in our own lives, in our own marriages, in our own families, in our own singleness. Lord, what You would have us to be as a local church. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that we don't have to wonder and grope around in the dark, but Lord, in our own lives and as we function as believers together, we know that we have Your word and we stand upon it here, Lord. Father, we want to look into it and we want to see Your Son, the Lord Jesus. We desire to see Him clearly, more clearly this year than we ever have before, individually and as a local assembly. Father, please grant that to us. Father, show us what You want us to be. Father, we look forward to seeing that in unity and in humility and coming together. Father, we pray that You'll do a great work in our lives and in this local church in the year to come. Thank You so much for this new year, for the blessings of the past year, for the grace that we've experienced every day and that we continue to experience. We pray for the rest of our church family that couldn't be with us tonight. We commend them to You as well as ourselves in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to make a big circle if we can. We'll see how far we can stretch around the building. And we'd like to do that as we traditionally do. Get together side by side. We'll count off and sing Blessed Be the Tie as we welcome this new year in.